Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, I got some fucking beef with this dude.
Dude, I haven't even said what's up, guys. Welcome back to Views. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. Okay.
Listen to me, bro.
Go.
What's fucked up about the fact that you're wearing my
shirt? Why are you sitting like that, bro?
Because I want to confront you.
Doesn't he look bigger? Like his muscles grew like a lot?
He sits like this. Like yeah. He's kind of slanted and he's like slipping off the
seat. He sits like a gorilla. You know when you go to the zoo and you see a silverback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he looks like a capuchin.
Yeah. Can I please say my fucking piece? Yeah, so
he's going to Harambe your ass right now, though.
How did that joke get so many laughs?
Harambe is just like a good funny reference. Word to say.
Yeah. Harambe is fun. Yeah. What happened with Harambe? Did he eat a kid?
No, he got killed. Well, yeah. Well, he didn't eat a kid.
I thought he just...
Bro, gorillas don't eat kids.
Well, what happened? Let's get it right.
I think he killed a kid.
Did he?
I think so.
Yeah, the kid
that went into the
enclosure.
Exhibit. Oh, and then they had to kill Harambe, and everybody was upset.
Yeah. And like all those memes came out about Harambe.
It sucked. It was a fucking 12-day trial.
Oh yeah,
they hung him at the zoo.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Hit it, angry boy.
I don't have a problem with you wearing my shirts. Okay, because this is the third one now.
This is all
is this your shirt?
He's been wearing my shirts forever.
I know, but hear me out. He'll make fun of my shirts, right? So he'll talk shit about what I wear, and then he'll wear it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
You're like, explain yourself, because that's fucked up.
I told you this the exact... I was actually going to say this now until you started talking about that.
Yeah.
But like, I wore this shirt to be funny.
Did it piss me
it's
off?
So ugly. No. the other day, I was like, everyone was hanging out in the living room, and I was like, let me put on a fun shirt to like stir up conversation, like something really stupid and ugly. So I'm not kidding. I went into my closet, and I picked out the ugliest shirt I could find, like a shirt that doesn't make any sense. Why would anybody even purchase this? I don't know why it's in my closet. It's definitely not mine. I put it on. I walked down, and Ilya goes, "That's my fucking shirt." And then
it wasn't even anything crazy. It was a Lamborghini shirt. It's just
but it was like it had like the Lamborghini, like a huge neon green logo of the Lamborghini, like so obnoxious.
You do wear loud shirts.
Yeah.
I do not.
I like when you dress loud.
That shirt you have on now is pretty sick.
I mean, it's still kind of the same sentiment, though. It's like
but at least
large,
he got it
graphic.
From Endogene. Like this is like
it's a TJ Maxx shirt.
I like his full workout gear, where he's got like the underpants that match. It's like white leggings
Bro,
and then
maybe
blue
you
shorts.
Fucking come in the closet and take your fucking.
I'm good.
Back.
You can. I'm good. You can. He looks better on you anyway. So,
well, guys, let's talk about the more pressing things.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is going to be buying all of Twitter.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that? He wants to buy 100% of Twitter.
100%. He wants to, or he's going to.
He made the offer.
Well, I think he put
how
in
much?
An offer. It's like $30.
No, it's $43 billion.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah,
we're so bad. I love how Natalie looks at me for approval. I read the headline of the article. I have no fucking idea.
$51 a share, $43 billion.
No, I think it's $54 a share.
I thought it was $51.56.
Well, regardless, yeah. It's going to be like over $40 billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
To buy all of Twitter.
How much money does he have?
I don't know.
I thought he just recently became.
He may need a place to stay after this purchase.
A billionaire.
Elon, we're extending our home to you after you buy Twitter.
Sick. How does
he's
wait,
running Twitter from here? I shouldn't have made this purchase. I knew it was stupid.
We tried to tell you, Elon. No one goes on there.
We should also talk about we're all going to Coachella.
Yeah, we're all going. I can't wait to go. I'm so excited.
Jay, aww. You're not going.
No, I'm not going.
You're not going at all?
No.
Which is weird.
What am I going to go there
Because you're
for?
Like a little Coachella queen.
Me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I like to go. I don't like the concert, but I do love to like go to the house and play volleyball with you and cook steaks.
We don't have a volleyball net at the house.
And then Dave will be like, Todd, one more game of basketball. And then Dave will be beating Todd in basketball. And then Todd will come back and start to get really aggressive and like elbow Dave in the face.
Yeah,
then it gets too serious.
Yeah,
that's my favorite shit.
Yeah,
that's what I will be missing. But I'm not going to miss going through the crowds. And
no, it's
not fun.
I'm kind of excited.
Oh, good. It's like, well, you should be.
It's like I describe it every year, but it's like a field trip for LA.
Yeah.
Like everybody from here goes. Like I was telling Lily, like nowhere else like does that happen. I feel like there's no other city that like decides to like take a trip. Like it's such a normal thing. It's like being at work and there's like a work party that night and being like, are you going to that? It's the same thing when you're in any job here. Like, are you going to Coachella? Like, it's like, that's how you ask it. Like, it's like such a normal part of like your April.
All I remember about Coachella is the like hour walk home every night.
Oh yeah, it's brutal. And
you can't Uber, right?
Everyone's kicking up dirt.
It's really hard to Uber, yeah.
Let's go over the bad things about Coachella. What are the bad things?
Entering and exiting are a bitch.
Yeah.
Entering and exiting sucks. Did you know that they have a system where if you find 10 water bottles, you get one for free?
Yeah.
Which is actually really good.
Yeah, it's like a cleanup program.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I think that's genius. Sorry, I'm already listing good things.
Those are good things.
I'm such an optimist when it comes to the festival.
You're like, a brand's paying me $75,000 to be there. That's a good thing.
Let's see. Negatives. Cell phone.
No service.
Finding people is the worst because you spend all day doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the worst because like everyone will be like, this is a fucking, this happened. It'll be like, let's meet at Billie Eilish. And then it's like, what?
Where?
That's not like an intersection.
Yeah, it's like, 50,000 people.
Yeah, it's 50,000 people. And then you show up to Billie Eilish, you're like, she's fucking playing and you want to watch, but you're on the phone with fucking Jay Boyce and you're like, where are you? Put your phone in the sky. What did you say? No, put the phone under the water bottle and hold the water bottle up and use it like a light. And now you're fucking the entire concert. You're just trying to find this person. So that does suck about Coachella.
I saw all the masks that Taylor bought you. I was dying laughing.
Yeah, I got a lot of masks.
That was funny.
Why'd you get masks?
Just cool stuff.
So he can hide.
Yeah, she's not bothered.
I mean, it's...
Are you that famous?
Yeah.
No.
It's fucking annoying, dude. It's annoying. And in fact, you know what? We can't even hang out with you anymore.
Well, why'd you laugh?
Yeah, what's so funny?
I don't know. Just I love Jay.
Yo, I saw this on a TikTok the other day. I wanna try it on you guys, see how it makes you feel. I want you to hold hands with the person next to you.
My hands are so sweaty.
I'm totally kidding. That's not part of the exercise. That's why Natalie. Natalie okay, so if I was to give you guys each $1 million,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right now,
yeah,
how would you guys feel? By the way, I got this off TikTok. This is completely stolen. These are not my words coming
out. You have $1 million.
No, I give you guys each $1 million in cash right now. Just basic
excited.
Feelings.
Excited. I mean, it'd be so joyful. I'd be
so joyful. How would you feel?
I'd be like, David, no.
You're fucking right. Yeah, fuck.
I would.
Really?
Yeah, I would feel so bad.
Okay, I had a lot of millions of dollars. I was a billionaire.
Oh,
I'd be confused.
Okay, come on.
I'd definitely be confused. Guys, he just gave you $1 million. Just be happy about it.
Okay. Like, how did you transfer it?
Like, fuck yeah, Dave, yes! I'd be like, no, no, no way. Thank you. Be like that.
Yes, yes. Whoa. Wow, he went to
Tesla. I didn't know if you were going to cry. Or, yeah.
Okay, so you'd be like euphoric.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'd just be confused.
Okay, but come on.
He doesn't to take anything from you.
I fucking hate you guys. I understand it, but just.
Dude, you want me to lie about how I'm going to feel?
All right, fuck it. I'm only doing this with Natalie and Jason. Natalie and Jason.
That's 1.5.
That's actually better with you two. And that's actually the best with Jason.
Yeah.
So, Jay, let me just do it with Jay.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm not getting $1 million anymore.
Sorry,
Jay, I'll give you $1 million. How are you feeling?
So good.
So good?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Like euphoric. Like the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let me do this.
There's going to be some dark twisted turn to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, man.
He's going to be like, but then I have to keep Charlie and Wyatt in a closet for 5 years. And they suffer every day and they're emaciated. And they scream, daddy, daddy, why?
Oh my God.
That's always your scenario. Go ahead.
Oh, you're
so fucked up.
Dude.
Okay. Well.
Is it about Charlie Lynn?
He's no, like, well.
Kind of steered me the wrong way. But okay, so $1 million, you'd be super excited, super joyous for it.
Yeah.
Now, let's say I gave you, let's say I even gave you $10 million.
Okay.
But the next day you don't wake up. Would you take it?
What? I don't know that I'm going to die.
Then no, you know. The next day you don't wake up, would you take the $10 million?
Are you feeling okay?
Tell me.
Ooh,
yes or no?
No.
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 Okay, so you've just valued waking up tomorrow morning at $10 million.
Oh, I've seen this.
So why don't you wake up with that same type of excitement every day?
I'm going to fucking punch you in the face.
I thought it was so cool.
I hate shit like that.
Oh, really? You like actually thought it was cool?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I saw that and I thought it was cool. And I was like, man, if David saw this, he'd think it was dumb as shit. No, honestly.
I'm surprised it sounds like you're about to tell me about Jesus.
You know what I mean?
I also had like a crazy dream last night.
What was your dream?
I've been in a, I can't talk about it here.
Why not?
It has to do with love.
Tell us.
Nah, I can't.
Was it about an ex-girlfriend?
No, no, no. I love how you said that. Like, you're like really Karen. Like it's something I'm like dealing with. Was it about you know who?
Yeah.
No. I thought it was good. You didn't think that was good?
Well, I just think it's not realistic.
If someone came in here right now,
oh, it's hard.
And said, I have $10 million, but only one of you can get it. Who should get it?
Probably me.
Keep asking that.
Probably I think me. Jason.
Yeah, Jason randomly texted in that group chat. No, it's probably me.
It's definitely not you, and it's definitely not Ilya.
Let's do this. Last to get it, like for sure, dead last. 3, 2, 1.
Natalie.
Fuck her.
Obviously, you guys are all gonna put
that. That sucks, man. That sucks.
Oh, my fucking God.
I would probably give it to Dave.
I'd probably give it to you, Jay.
I'd give it to you because I feel like you'd use it the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
You'd use it the best. You'd like either like you'd do something that would like get all your friends making money, or you would give it away to like
Jonah
with his movie.
If you presented it that way,
I'd just give it to my kids.
If somebody came in and was like one of you gets $10 million, if it was presented that way, then I would just spend it on all of us if I got it. Right. So I think
that's true.
I think
that would probably be fairest is just to split it up.
Yeah. Sorry, Nat.
Well, yeah, but what? I don't care.
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
Over it.
It's all good, though.
Dude, she's so pissed.
I know.
I don't. I'm not pissed at all.
I only said Natalie because I knew these two.
Obviously. And they both were like.
I only said Natalie because I felt it.
When are you guys leaving for Chela?
At 3.
Aren't you driving with them?
You're leaving at 3?
That's crazy. I've never flown to Coachella. What are we going to be there in 6 minutes?
It's a 25-minute flight, yeah.
Holy shit.
That's I feel like that's a lot, even.
I know. I think
they probably have to like fly out a weird way and then
turn around and do some maybe. Weird shit.
But the crazy part is like you're over all that traffic.
Did you just say you're flying on a private jet and that's a lot? It's 25 minutes.
No, but to Vegas.
Jay, will you fly private jets as much as we do? Even, you know how annoying it is? Even a little minute. It's fucking in a disgusting private jet. Forget about it.
No, Jay, I was saying that because to Vegas, it's like it's 35 minutes and it's a 4-hour drive. But to Palm Springs, it's a 2-hour drive.
I think it's a little longer to Vegas, isn't it?
Actually, no,
it's
like 35, 40 minutes. One of my favorite parts about Coachella is the drive to Coachella.
Really?
Yeah, I've done it with so Ilya a couple times.
You guys are flying? That's awesome.
No, I think it's the fucking coolest thing.
That's so like, fucking cool.
I wouldn't
cool.
take the drive.
So nice.
I wouldn't take the drive. If Ilya was like, okay, hop in with me, I'd be like, fuck no, I'm flying.
Because I was about to say, you're leaving at 3, you're fucked if you're driving, you left at 3.
I'm going
to
say this right now. This is my last Coachella.
Oh my God.
Hold on a second. This is my last Coachella. Unless Zila sponsors the house and all the events.
Fuck, he's not coming back.
For Coachella weekend.
No, I'm kidding. That was actually a joke.
What was a joke?
Nah, I didn't want to put you down. Zila's doing really well, so like I don't want people to think it's not doing well because
what you just said. Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the update with your protein company?
We sold out.
Yay.
That is the one and only update. It's
That's the update.
On. And what's like, because people think you put like, I saw some comments, they're like, you probably only need like 20 products.
I haven't seen any of those comments.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't seen those either.
I was just thinking, how many products did you have? Or like, how much did you have? What was like the dollar amount or something that you can share?
We sold 3,000 units.
Oh.
That's fucking pretty good.
Everyone yeah. Do math.
It's pretty insane because like, I thought no one really cared about protein.
Me too, bro. I'm like, well, I don't really understand.
I know. Alex and I, the night before, I talked to him. I was like, dude, whatever happens, we just have to keep going. And like, I wasn't expecting...
Fucking he's on the Titanic, man.
No, seriously though, because like, I was expecting like...
he's on the edge of his bed with a gun.
Bro.
Okay, Alex, turn the site live. How's it doing? Oh, wait, we got a sale. Oh, fucking thank God. Thank God. No, we thought we were going to get like, I don't know, 200 orders.
No, Natalie, I did not expect those numbers at all.
No, not at all.
I mean, your YouTube video got 1.2 million views. Which is just crazy. On a brand new channel, untouched channel, just made the name.
So yeah, we sold out and we're restocking at the end of April. So like 2 weeks.
Ah, right after Coachella. So
yeah.
Eat all you want. Actually, nobody ever gains weight during Coachella, right? It's only losing weight.
I've gained weight at Coachella.
I feel like really? Bro, you're walking like 8 miles a day.
Yeah, but they got those tamale stands.
Like
you
have the tamale stands.
Fucking burritos.
I feel like you don't eat that much. It's not that much food. You know
the craziest part is the house we're staying at, Jay? Yeah. So this,
nice.
Oh my gosh, yes.
This is what we should talk about. So happy hour, it's a seltzer.
Uh-huh.
They're sponsoring this entire trip. So not only, this is like the coolest part about being an influencer is like random, or like being in the entertainment world in general.
Right.
So what they do is they're sponsoring the trip. Like they're buying all our tickets, like the artist passes, whatever.
Right.
And then on top of that, they paid for a private jet to fly us out there.
Sick.
Which is unreal. Mm-hmm. And then the house we're staying at is one of like seven houses and it's on a cul-de-sac and the cul-de-sac is gated and all the other houses are our other friends.
Oh god.
So it's like Stassi baby and then it's like the Herbert twin. It's like everybody.
Really?
Yeah. It's like literally all of like the people we hang out with in LA in this cul-de-sac in seven houses.
It's crazy.
And the main house is having like the big Coachella happy hour party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like the main house, no one's in because it's made to be the party house. Like, that's right. So crazy. Like, you can walk over it's going to be like Project X.
That's great. Yeah.
Like, that neighborhood is going to be just partying. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I can't imagine it.
Cool.
And
I'll be driving my daughter to Northridge to fucking claim jumper. Can't wait.
Wait, I forgot to tell you the best part.
You have a ticket for me?
If you want to go, you can. No. But the menu for the houses is catered by John and Vinny's.
No way!
Breakfast, lunch,
no!
And dinner.
And late night.
It's late fucking night. Crazy, Jay.
No, it's crazy.
Talking the mic, Jay.
I don't want to. I'm not
it's no.
John and Vinny's?
Yeah, it's pretty unreal. Which is like, if you don't know LA, like that's the place to go to get pasta. It's fucking delicious. Or pizza.
John and Vinny's so good.
So good.
It's going to be like Cheetah Plains.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Cheetah Plains was in South Africa. But yeah, it was. It's going to be... It's the worst trip ever. I'm like, it's going to be... Because this podcast is actually... The first half of it is pre-Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in 10 seconds, it's after Coachella. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. See you after Coachella.
Ilya's... You come back, Ilya's dead.
Yeah, he cuts to... Oh, so Ilya passed away.
Dude, that's so fucked.
During... Ilya passed away during the Swedish House Mafia show.
He decided to take a 28-mile run in 100-degree heat. He told him not to. Said he had to get his pump in.
Oh, my God.
Let's have a moment of silence for Ilya.
All right.
That's how fast we'd bounce back. We just got back from Coachella. We're kind of, I don't know what I expected to record a podcast after Coachella.
Natalie called it. She was like, she's like, maybe Monday might not be the best day.
Yeah, obviously you heard the last portion of the podcast where it was like before Coachella, where I feel like we had a lot more energy. And like, and I, that's when I thought it would be a good idea to like be like, let me recap the weekend right when I get back. But I'm fucking dead, bro.
And, I mean, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
You've had a whole day to recover.
The podcast is late because it's the next day.
Oh, you should have seen my assistant showed up 4 hours late from Coachella.
Really?
Unreal.
Well, dude, it's brutal. We were up till like five.
So hard, I know.
We were up till yeah, <I know. laughs>
so tough Coachella is.
It is the weirdest thing to complain about how hard Coachella it is, but it's difficult.
No, it is tough. I can't imagine. That's why I didn't go. But tell me, what happened?
I thought you just didn't have tickets.
I could have got a ticket really? If I wanted.
Really? Because you were in the group chat saying, please, anybody? I really want to go this year.
Don't help me like that. Tell everybody. I want to remain cool.
No, you came by. Jason came by our house for a little bit. Okay, it was really cool. So it was, we stayed in the house.
Beautiful house.
Sponsored by Happy Hour Guest Originals. It was really well accommodated. Food was amazing. Everything was amazing.
John and Vinny's, like
John and Vinny's. Yeah, we already touched on that.
True. Sorry.
but yeah, it was a blast. But we were up till like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Oh, can't do it
every day. And then we wake up at like noon or 1, and then our day would like technically start, like our festival day would start around like 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. That's and when you go to the festival.
Yeah, yeah, and then it would end at like 6 a.m. So it was a pretty weird clock we were on. I actually feel jet lagged from 2 hours away. That's yeah, where my body is right now.
It's you check your steps ever?
No, I wish.
You should check them. Was there a point when it got to be like Sunday where you were like, oh, fuck, I got to go to the festival? Or are you excited to go every day?
Yeah, it felt like I told Zane, I was like, this place kind of feels like the nicest, nicest, nicest jail. Like,
that's how I felt when I was
because like every day, you had to go out and party.
Yeah.
Every day you had to go out and get drunk. Like there was no choice. And it felt like it was like someone was like, okay, you're stuck in the desert, Palm Springs, but every night you have to take Molly. Like that's what it felt like. Which wasn't, I'm obviously complaining of like one of the coolest festivals ever, but it was fun. There was a lot.
What was the coolest moment you had?
The coolest moment?
Yeah.
There was Harry Styles was the headliner,
uh-huh,
and his fourth song, he looks at me and he goes, this one's for you, David.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool moment.
That may have been me tripping. And then he floated down, came down and grabbed my hand and took him up with.
Is there anybody that you saw that was like, you ran into, not famous, but anybody like, that you was like cool to see? Didn't you run into Alex Ernst?
I ran into Alex Ernst.
Did you just randomly see him?
Which is actually probably the coolest person you could run into at Coachella.
For sure.
Him and his girlfriend, Emily, only came for the Revolve Festival. Like, they didn't come for, like, anything Coachella related. Right. So, like, he was at the festival for a while, and I was, like, really late. It took us, I'm not kidding you, like, a little over 2 hours to get to the Revolve Festival from our house, which mm-hmm, was 20 minutes away. Like, that's how bad traffic was. We got lost. We had to go get the tickets from somewhere else. But Alex was at the Revolve Festival for like 6-7 hours because they have like a bunch of like free wings and like free ice cream.
Is that the one with the
thing that spins? Revolve Festival is like a festival like 15 minutes away from Coachella. It's like, imagine a mini carnival, but mm-hmm, like for like influencers and whatnot.
And they have like sick performers too, like Post Malone and really cool people.
Yeah, they have like their own performers.
And but that's every day.
Every day.
Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
I think. Yeah. But the best one, I gotta give a shout out to Neon Carnival. It was the fucking best after party. It was other than our own at our own house. But Saturday night, we went to this like, it's like another carnival, but it's at night.
Just carnival after
Everything's
carnival.
A fucking carnival. But it was incredible. The DJ was so good. I just sat and watched him for like an hour. I was like,
Ruckus.
I was like completely in awe of him. The music was amazing.
You're learning to be a DJ.
My friend actually was across the DJ booth from us, and he filmed a video of DJ. He sent it to me this morning, and it's David just staring at Ruckus like in awe, just like how amazing his DJ skills are. It's really fun. We should put it in here. It's funny.
He was just so good. Let me see. Show us the DJ. He was so good. He was just like,
yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah.
Daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
Staring at it. At
nighttime.
Night. Yeah.
You
watched him for an hour.
A little over.
Were you up close?
Yeah. I was right next to him for like an hour.
No kidding.
For an hour. This is what David looked like.
Wait, let me see.
You're like a sick fan. Like, that's really cool.
Oh, I know.
David's like this.
I look. looked. Yeah, it's like really scary to watch. I was sitting there for an hour and I was like, damn, I hope this guy doesn't think I'm like planning to murder him after the show.
Hey, Ruckus. Like, is that my hat?
Man, that was nuts. No, but it was crazy. Coachella's just really interesting, like running into people that you normally don't see.
Like who? Who else?
I don't know. I mean,
nobody else. I went out Friday. I made the biggest mistake. Thursday I was at Dave and Buster's with my kids and we had this plan to go out on Friday. And then I was like, this is a dumb idea. This is dumb. Like, we don't have tickets. Why are we driving out there? So stupid. So I tried to call Brandon. I was like, Brandon, it's going to be bad. It's going to be a bad drive. Blah, 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 blah. He got really mad at me because I was canceling the plans. And I was like, I'm telling you, it's going to be awful.
Yeah. He texted me to text you.
So I drove out there 3 hours. We got there. You guys left. Mm-hmm. And then we just fucking sat at the house. We went and got fajitas.
Wasn't that fun? Don't you like the house?
The house is great.
I thought that's what you were coming out for.
Yeah.
I was, but it was just also like.
You love Palm Springs.
I do love Palm Springs. Something was pulling me back to LA and it was my kids because it was Passover that night. And so Saturday morning I woke up and I raced home to be with my kids. They had plans. So I was here for no reason.
They were going to Coachella.
Yeah.
They also found tickets somehow and I was in disbelief.
And then Saturday night, I come over here to hang with Ilya for like an hour and use the hot tub. It doesn't get hot. So I'm driving home.
Doesn't get hot.
And something was pulling me back here and I get to my house and Marnie calls me and she's like, someone's in our backyard. There's a strange man in our backyard. Like that. So I race over to their house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
so
I,
if you weren't here, you wouldn't have been able to stop this break-in.
This break-in, yeah. So I race over there. I get there. The kids are like going crazy, whatever.
Are they crying?
No, they weren't crying. They were just like.
Are they like in the corner? Like, what's the mood?
No, they were just like, there's somebody walking in the backyard, like a crazy guy.
How fast did you get over there from when you called?
4 minutes.
22 minutes.
Three, 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I raced. Okay. Got over there, raced over there.
Are you talking to yourself as you're driving over there?
Yeah, I was talking to myself.
You love doing that. Mm-hmm. You love like amping yourself up.
I do.
The fuck are you doing in the backyard?
That's exactly what I was saying. Like, go to fucking my kid's house. Yeah. Come to my kid's house. Yeah. Are you out of your fucking mind? Yeah. I raced over there. I get there like, oh, he's gone. I'm like, what happened? And they're like, I don't know. Marnie opened the door and he kind of just stared at her and then he took off. So then I was like, I'm gonna go out and find him. They're like, what are you doing? You're gonna go out and find him? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go out and find him. So I go out and you know when something comes over you like that, you're just like doing it, but you don't think like, well, that's probably not a good idea.
Well, it's never come over me like you.
No, you definitely, I've seen you in situations where you're like trying to like do right, but you're like overextending a little bit.
Like when I wanted to break into the Las Vegas Museum for my Iron Man statue. Yeah, okay, I guess I know what you mean.
I race through the neighborhood and I find him.
What?
Yeah, and he's got like a beard. He's a beard and long hair, blue jean jacket, blue jeans.
Wait, how far did you find him down?
I found him, I don't know. It would be like a 4 minute walk from the house. Find him. I mean, it's a Saturday night. No one's up. Everyone's dead in the neighborhood. So I find him and I start following.
He killed everyone in the neighborhood.
And he's trying to go into people's houses. You know, he's trying to break in.
I thought this was going to have a plot twist that it was like your aunt and uncle. This is actually like a bad person.
No, this is like a guy.
Trying to break in.
He's trying to break in. And so I call the police. And Marnie couldn't get through the police, but I got through. And they're like, okay, sir. And they're like, ask me for, you know, you feel like a cop, you know? And they're like, ask me for the address. I'm in the 11500 block of Donna, you know, Donna whatever, blah, 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 blah. And so I follow him. And I'm on the phone with the police. And so now he sees that I'm following him and he's way down like cul-de-sac, but I can still see him and he starts charging at me and he just starts running at me and I'm like, he's charging at me. And they're like, sir, you need to get out of there.
Get the fuck out.
And he's charging at me, but I'm not moving because he's still so far away. Like he's so fucked up on drugs. And he's charging at me. And they're like, sir, you got to get out of there. And then he just stops. He just stops charging and like thinks about something else. And then starts wandering around. So anyways, I follow him for like...
What is this story?
I follow him for like 20 minutes.
Can't wait to hear how this happens.
I know.
I follow him for like 20 minutes and he walks up to another cul-de-sac and, and you can't get out of this cul-de-sac. It's done. It's you know. And so I'm like, and I'm on the phone. They're like, do not follow him. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to follow him, but I am going to wait at the bottom of the hill. The police get here. They're like, sir, go home. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna wait. The cops come, they go up to the top of the hill, and then they come back down. And I'm like, he's up there. He's up there. Oh, wait, no, this, I got to go back. The cops come and they go, we told you not to follow him. And I go, okay. And they go, where is he? Like that. And I go, he's up there. And they come back down. I'm like, he's up there. They come, and then somehow the guy, he like comes from another direction, like that would have been impossible. Like almost like he was like a ghost or something. Like it would have been impossible to get through the forest in that amount of time.
I think on enough drugs, you can pretty much do anything.
So he comes.
I'm having a feeling Jason picked up some of our drugs from when he visited in Coachella.
I mean, I grabbed a bunch before I left. I grabbed a handful. And anyways, yeah. So
and then it's Kesha.
And then, yeah, they arrested him. That was it.
But I was they arrested him.
Yeah, and then I was like a big hero. It was awesome.
Wow.
Did people come out of their homes?
They all came out. Everyone, they thanked me. Tomorrow, there was a parade yesterday.
Wait, they arrested him. For what?
Honestly, they put him in the car and they probably dumped him in the street somewhere.
Are you pressing charges?
No.
Then they're not arresting him. Then they are.
Yeah, for
they're
sure.
Dropping him down the hill.
But by arresting him, I mean they put him in the car.
But he was on drugs?
He was definitely on drugs.
Oh, so he probably won't come back. That was just like a once in a lifetime.
I hope not.
Wow.
Now that I saved the day.
You are.
Now that he knows. Wow, Jason, you're literally so much braver than I knew.
I mean, I didn't get out of my car.
I had Charlie and Wyatt looking outside of the car on the walkie-talkies with me. Charlie, do you see anybody? I think he's in the bushes. Well, go after him. You're tiny.
But something was calling me back, and that turned out to be it.
Wow.
Like, I was glad I wasn't at Coachella in that moment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Can you imagine if Jason was at Coachella with us, like, at that VIP bar, and he gets a call from Marnie that his kids are in danger, the amount of, like, peril he would have been in?
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to BOLL&Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jason was at, I was at, because Jason was sitting at the house. And I was at Coachella, and he texted me, and in my head I go, he's about to be so excited, I'm going to respond right away.
I was, because I didn't think I'd get a response.
Yeah, he texted me, he's like, what's the passcode to the hot tub, like to like make it warmer? And I respond, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and literally in seconds I responded, and in seconds he responds back, and he goes, fuck yes, you responded. No fucking way. Because the fucking desert is like so dead. You have no connection anywhere. So like when you do get a text out, it feels like you're fucking.
That's how bad it
like
was.
Discovered fire.
That's how bad it was at the house. If I didn't get that hot tub turned on, that was like the only thing to do.
Well, yeah. That it was. But you'll enjoy that. See, this is where I get confused about you. Because like you're all about sitting around and doing nothing and going to Santa Barbara, sitting by the pool in Palm Springs. That's all you talk about. And then when you finally get those moments, you complain and bitch when you're there.
Yeah, you're right.
So what is it? What do you want?
I had a good time. Okay. I wanted to go to the festival.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah. Did the happy hour party ever happen on Friday night? Because I left.
It happened Sunday night.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Because I was told Friday at 1.
We thought it was during the day. Then we thought it was Saturday. Then it happened Sunday. And it was incredible.
Well,
it was the time of our lives.
Cool. I was there Friday night waiting for it to happen. A guy comes into your house at like, I don't know, 10:30. And he's like, you coming to the happy hour party?
Yeah.
And I was like, when is it? They're like, midnight. It's going to be fucking insane.
It was pretty sick. It was a house party. Like a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
Weekend was DJing and Swedish House Mafia. That's pretty insane.
Crazy. Obama was signing autographs. And
it was Swedish House Mafia and Weekend, like DJing a house party.
Yeah.
That's sick.
There was there was probably less than 100 people there, and it was like a really cool crowd of people.
And the Weekend
very
was
intimate.
DJing for 100 people?
I mean, it wasn't like he was like, get ready, it's an hour long show. Yeah. Like he got up there just to like spin some stuff. But like, it was like really intimate. It was like everybody knew at least 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's as far as it went. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
actually, I would probably say everybody knew like 80 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, after watching DJs this weekend, are you ready to become a DJ?
Yeah, I actually want to make music really bad now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You excited?
I feel like there's a way in that, like, I can figure out that other people haven't. Like, I'm so not musically gifted.
Right.
But the one thing I am good at is, like, knowing what's good and what, like, works. And mm-hmm. I feel like sort of I could wiggle my way into that world in, like, my own way. I don't know what it is
100%.
Yet, but, like, I don't know what it – I don't know if it's, like – I don't know. I think it's, like, something about, like, the actual performance of the show, of DJing, like, of the nature of, like, putting on a show. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can do well at if I figure it out. I don't know. But I really want to do it. I was, like, super obsessed with the DJ I was watching for 3 hours.
How long was the flight there?
Flight there was like 18 minutes. Just crazy.
Really? Because my car ride was 3.5.
Yeah.
With 2 charges.
Yeah, that was insane. Flying a private jet to, I don't know.
Sick.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
There's two wieners.
Yeah, there's two wiener
on
dogs.
On the fucking flight. Like, it couldn't get better.
So cute.
Oh, that is extra fun.
Yeah. It was really funny. The fucking... So there was we were sitting in the back of the jet, like there was like 2 couches,
yeah.
And there was like me, Zane, Heath, Todd, Mariah, Natalie, like yeah. It was us facing each other on the couches, and the wiener dog sitting all the way up front with his mom, like two people up in the front. And first of all, the plane feels like it's going down, like the
oh
wind's
my God.
Hitting it.
Yes.
Natalie, I've never seen her be a bigger pussy in my entire life.
I was terrified.
I keep looking down. I'm like, yeah, we're probably going down. Like, I'm like hugging Todd. I'm like, this is it.
Like fucking with
wait,
me.
Wait,
no,
really?
Like fucking
he
with
me. He was messing with me to like rile me up.
Like, she was like panicking, like this fucking thing. Like, first of all, I don't want to get into the argument of if it went down, like, who cares? You'll pass out by the time probably if it hits the ground. You'll freak out so much you'll be dead. But, like, my other argument was, like, what's wrong with you? Like, it's just turbulence. And I think it's so funny when Natalie was panicking.
Yeah, but there was never – I was literally out of my seat, like,
oh,
in
yeah,
this
yeah,
second
yeah.
minute.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Natalie were sitting on the edge, so we, like, flew. It was, like, zero gravity for, like,
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, literally, like, zero gravity.
Yeah, she was panicking, and so
– rightfully so.
And so was Zane.
And Zane hates it, too.
Yeah. Zane hates it. And the woman all the way at the front that had the wiener dog had to go pee. And so she's holding the wiener dog going back to the bathroom, and Zane is all the way at the end of the plane where the bathroom is, like sitting on the edge of the couch, and he sees the wiener dog coming over and he goes, oh my God, thank you. And then he grabs the wiener dog from her
out of her hands,
and she's like kind of like standing around while she's like waiting to go in the bathroom, and Zane's like, I was so nervous. Finally, a comfort dog. And then she like kind of like hesitates. She sees that like Zane's having like a good time with the dog, so she like lets him be.
Yeah.
And then she goes into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And we're just like, why did you just fucking rip that dog out of her hand like that? And Zane's like, no, she came over. She saw how stressed I was. She came to give me the dog. And
so
we're like,
stupid.
Zane, are you fucking nuts? Like, are you nuts? She did not come over to give you that dog. She can't even see you from the front of the plane.
Right.
He thought that she was like, oh, I got to go give my dog to this guy. I was like, she was bringing the dog in, maybe even for the dog to use the bathroom, or like she didn't want to leave the dog's side. So she was just going to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, no, you guys are wrong. And he's like, when she comes out, I'm going to ask her. And I was like, dude, like I was like, the courage you have to ask her this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she comes out and he's like, did you bring the dog over just for me? And she goes, she couldn't have been like any more obvious. She goes, no. And he goes, oh, okay. Wow. Okay. I guess I'm totally wrong. It's like,
this is so
just, like,
bizarre.
Read the situation completely wrong.
Maybe in that, like in that turmoil, that's what his brain led him to.
No, but no. Zane was doing that
all weekend.
I called him Mr. Can't Read a Room. He like can't read. He's
right.
Really bad at reading.
Right.
Like what's in a room? I don't know.
He just feels and he just goes and he just says, you know.
Yeah, like whatever's supposed to come, whatever his brain is firing away, he'll just fucking say it. but at the same token, that's why Zane's the best, and like that's why it's.
I'm pretty sure Harry Styles wants me to come up on stage right now. He looked in this direction.
Zane, where are you going? I'm going. Give me a boost.
You're right. I read it wrong.
Security tackled me. No, but he's the best to go out with. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. But before you go, I know you guys see me wear these smiley hats all the time. And that's our buddy Scott and Jay's company. It's a CBD company. They make oils, they make creams, they make gummies, and they make these like little CBD cigarettes, which are really cool. Like, that'll help you relax and calm down if you don't like smoking weed. And if you don't like smoking cigarettes, it's like an in-between where it doesn't have all the harsh chemicals and all that in it.
Here's CBD.
It just calms you down. It's CBD. And I just want to give a quick plug to them because I feel like I get a lot of questions about the hat. And I get
Happy
a lot of
Face. It's a sick hat.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions about Happy Face. They're actually opening a location, so I'm really excited for them. But go check out CBD by Happy Face. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. We'll see you guys later. This has been a Views Podcast. My name is Jeff. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.